Okay, well, this is where I say, turn with me, if you will, to the place where at least the reading that I'm going to do for this week's Torah portion begins. We are going to do the reading from Parsha Vayelech. It's actually just essentially one chapter, and this is the next to the last. Again, during this time of the season, there are some discrepancies and some different readings that are suggested. I'll take a look at some of those when we talk about it during the Shabbat Midrash and teaching tomorrow. But for now, turn with me, if you will, to chapter 31 of the book of Devarim, or Deuteronomy. And it says this, and Vayelech Moshe. Okay, so the Parsha is called Vayelech, because Moshe went, and he spoke these words unto Kol Israel. And he told him, I am 120 years old today, Hayom, and I can no more go out and come in. And Yahuwah has said unto me, you ain't going to go over the Jordan. You shall not go over this Jordan River. Yahuwah Yirel, he will go over before you. So this is Moshe, remember, speaking his last public address to the mixed multitude, the people of the combined Israel. He, Yahuwah, will go over before you. He will destroy these nations from before you, and he shall, and rather you shall dispossess them. And Joshua, that's the new leader, he shall go over before you, as Yahuwah has spoken. And Yahuwah will do unto them just as he did to Sihon and to Og, king of the Amorites, and unto their land, whom he destroyed. And Yahuwah will deliver them up before you, and you shall do according to all of the commandment which I have commanded you. So he is repeating one more time, summarizing a lot of the things that essentially he's been laying out for this entire speech that makes up this book. So here comes one of my favorite commandments. Be strong and of good courage. Chazak. And it's actually Chazakhu. It's the y'all form. Y'all be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be affrighted at them, for Yahuwah Yirel, he is the one that goes before you. He will not fail you, nor forsake you. And then it says, Moshe called unto Yeshua, Joshua, and he said unto him, in the sight of Kol Israel, all of a mixed multitude, Kazakh, and this time it's the singular, so it's Kazakh, be strong and of good courage, for you shall go with this people into the land which Yahuwah has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and you will cause them to inherit it. And Yahuwah, he is the one that does go before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you, nor forsake you. Fear not. Do not be dismayed. So, it says, Moshe wrote, now it says in the English, this law. That's not right, as you know. He wrote this Torah, et ha-Torah, this instruction. This whole book here, the Sefer, even in this case, because it's written down. And he delivered it unto the Kohanim, sons of Levi, that bore the Ark of the Covenant of Yahuwah, and unto all of the elders of Israel. And Moshe commanded them, and he said, at the end of every 7 years, in the set time of the year of release, in the Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkot. Now that feast, folks, is the one that's coming up now. It's appropriate that this is the reading that is just barely preceding it. So, this time, at the end of every 7 years. Now, a lot of those out in the world that believe, and I won't argue with it, I think it's a good possibility, but I'm not going to go say that I do or don't have enough understanding to claim that it is, but could be that this is, in fact, the year of release. Anyway, at the end of every 7 years, in this set time, in the year of release, during the Feast of Tabernacles, so about 15 days, give or take, from here, when Kol Israel has come to appear before Yahuwah Yirel, remember, Tabernacles is one of the feasts of ascension, one of the times when they were commanded to go, to the place where Yahuwah shall choose. There you shall read this Torah before all Israel in their hearing. So assemble the people, the men and the women and the little ones, and the stranger that's within your gates, that they may hear, that everybody may hear, in other words, and that they may learn and fear Yahuwah Yirel, and observe to do all of the words of Hazot, this Torah, ha-Torah, ha-Zot, that their children who have not known may hear and learn to fear Yahuwah Yirel as long as you live in the land that you're going over the Jordan to possess it. Now, then Yahuwah said to Moshe, behold, the day approaches when you must die. So call Joshua, present yourselves in the tent of meeting, that I may give him a charge. So Moshe and Joshua went, they presented themselves in the tent of meeting. Yahuwah appeared in the tent, in a pillar of cloud, and the pillar of cloud stood over the door of the tent. And Yahuwah said unto Moshe, behold, you are about to sleep with your fathers, and this people will rise up and go astray. So this is not exactly what you call a comforting message on the eve of his return to the Creator. This people will rise up and go astray after the foreign gods of this land, that they are going to go to be among them, and they will forsake me, and they will in fact break my covenant. Now this is interesting too. We know that the word covenant is brit. So they will break the brit, but in this case it's briti, my brit, he says. They're going to break that, but wait a minute. The word here is interesting. The word is the same word that's used when the husband makes void, in Numbers 30, the vows of his wife. So it's not just break, it is literally to void, to make it as if it didn't ever exist, this covenant which I have made with them. Now, you know, it's one thing to break a covenant, folks, but I read this and I think, boy, that's horrible. They are literally going to make it as if it never was. They make it that void. Then it says, my anger, and now we know why, shall be kindled against them in that day, and I'll forsake them, and I'll hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured. And many evils and troubles will come upon them, and they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us? Because our El is not among us, and they probably will be on the right track. Now, I want to pause just a second, because I read that, and I'm going to read this next verse, and I will suggest, remember, we're still in exile. The threat was, not only the threat, the promise, the prophecy here, they're being told, this will happen. They're going to make this covenant as if it never existed, void. And in that day, I'll forsake them. They're going to die. I'll hide my face from them. They'll be devoured. A lot of evil things are going to happen to them. So here's the question. Is he still hiding his face? And I can't help but think the answer seems to be yes. And not only that, here's what verse 18 says. And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evil which they've wrought, and that they are turned unto other gods. Now, this verse 19 here, it says, now write out the following. Write this song for you and teach it. You teach it, Moshe, to the children of Israel, to the Bnei Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the Bnei Israel. And if you are counting, and not many folks do, but everybody probably has heard the claim that the sages have gone through and counted up the commandments. They claim there are 613 of them. And I think, you know, that's a reasonable guess. It certainly has been around for a long time. There are some of them where I'd say, maybe the counting could be off a little bit, but who knows? I mean, that's not the big issue. The reason I mention it in this context is this, they say, verse 19 of this chapter here in Vayelech, is the last, number 613 of 613. Teach this song to the Bnei Israel, the song of Moshe. And this is the second song of Moses that we see in the Torah. For it says, when I shall have brought them into the land which I swore unto their fathers, that land flowing with milk and honey, then they shall have eaten their fill, and they'll wax fat, and turn to other gods, and serve them. And they've despised me, and they have made void. Here it is again. Hafer, my covenant, Briti. Then it shall come to pass, when these many evils and troubles are come upon them, that this song will testify before them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed. For I know the imagination, even how they do it now, because I have brought them into this land, and this is even before I did it, that they swore. So Moshe wrote out this song that same day, and he taught it to the Bnei Israel. And he gave Joshua, son of Nun, a charge, and he said, here it is again, Kazakh. Be strong and of good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore unto them, and I will be with you. It came to pass, when Moshe had made an end of writing the words of this Torah, HaTorah, in a sefer, a book, till they were finished, that Moshe commanded the Levites that bore the Ark of the Covenant of Yahuwah, and he said the following to them, take this sefer HaTorah, this scroll, literally, of the Torah, the instruction, put it by the side of the Ark of the Covenant of Yahuwah Yirel, that it may be there for a witness against you. Now, because I know, he says, you're rebellion, you're stiff-necked, and behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, you've already been rebellious against Yahuwah. So how much more so after my death? And of course, we know he's just been told, so he's on pretty firm ground here that that's what's going to happen. So assemble to me, he says, all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I might speak these words in their ear and call heaven and earth to witness against them. So here are those same two witnesses. Remember, the same two witnesses that Yeshua called when he says, not one yoder tittle of this Torah that testifies against them and indeed still does, will pass away. Because I know, says Moshe, after my death, you will in any wise deal corruptly. You'll turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you. When? Listen to this. In the end of days. Because you will do that which is evil in the sight of Yahuwah, to provoke him through the work of your hands. Now, I got to admit, I've read this every year for many, many years. And as I read that this year, and I think about some of the things that we're seeing of late, and it says to provoke him through the work of your hands. Well, you know, that's the kind of thing where we've said for a long time, oh, I can imagine a bunch of ways he does that. All right? Cutting the little breasts and genitalia off little boys and girls. That probably would provoke him through the work of the hands. Obviously, the abortion doctors. There are so many ways that a man has been able to provoke him through the work of your hands. But I can't help but think that building an AI replacement for him just may be close to the top of that list or working its way on up there. So I'll throw that out as we enter this particular time. And certainly, if we're not there yet, we can smell it from here, the end of days. Moshe then spoke in the ears of Kol Ha'edat, the Kahal in this case, of the assembly of Israel, the words of this song until they were finished. Now, we'll pause at this point, because the next parsha is chapter 32, and it too is basically a singular parsha and a short one, and it's called Parsha Ha'atzinu, which is Give Ear, You Heavens. So Moshe is going to sing the final song right literally just before he dies.